What is religion and why does it matter? Religion is based on a singular idea that there is more to life than just the material world. If you go back in history, you'll notice that man has always sought knowledge of the ghost world. Man at first negotiated with spirits to effect good luck, and later these very same impulses evolved into the things like magic spells, incantations, and finally to a thing called prayer, which ultimately led to worship. Again, you may be someone who is not particularly interested in religion, but because man has religion, all of our moral codes, our laws, our rights have derived from these religious concepts of morality. The Greeks were arguing this point 2,500 years ago. Mankind has long debated the existence of a spiritual world, if for no other reason that we have this inclination to seek it out. And if that truth also includes a place or even just an idea of something more ennobling than mere physical life, one begins to understand that religion, on its own, represents an intellectual desire to find truth and understand it. In other words, people have, to a greater or lesser degree, we have religion in our DNA. It is hardwired into us to seek truth and understanding. And these are religious impulses. How we choose to express our religious impulses explains why there are so many religions in the world. And not all of them bear good fruit. But in its essence, religion is what distinguishes us more than any other attribute from our animal cousins. We're the only species on the planet that worships. Now, in today's world, that might not mean much because of secularism. But what should interest you is that there is a concerted effort by a growing number of people and governments who want to minimize, marginalize, or otherwise diminish the importance of religion, and for a number of reasons you need to know. Many of these people are ex-religious people or non-religious people who simply seek to get rid of religion because they don't think religion is important or even necessary in today's scientific age. And thus, they pressure governments under the guise of the separation of church and state to remove all religious symbols and literature from the public domain as if they're annoyances. I suppose the thinking from them is that by removing religion from society, society will just forget about religion. But this idea totally disregards the fact that people are born with a desire to be religious, which is really the desire to seek spiritual truth. Now, even if this impulse isn't equally shared by non-believers, in a pluralistic society such as ours, it is always in everyone's interest to protect the right of the individual to choose and practice one's faith openly without fear of persecution. Still, other groups like the Communist Party of China want to eliminate religion because it's a threat to the state. Others still may only want to remove all religions except their own in order to establish a total theocracy, similar to what we see in Iran and Saudi Arabia, and even with fringe groups like ISIS are attempting to do. And still there are others, for purely selfish reasons, who think that religion is nothing more than a barrier to a happy life. The truth is relative, religion is oppressive, and this should be protected as well if people believe this. See, the point is that religious freedom and the religion and the right to have faith or not, the right to practice one's faith or not, is part of our collective human culture, and more so, may find origination in a spiritual reality. We don't know. To deny someone the basic right to explore this idea is the most egregious thing you could do to a person. It's like taking away someone's right to eat. Most of the laws that govern society are rooted in original religious belief. To suggest that mankind no longer sees value in religion is to state that religion is nothing more than an outdated cultural phenomena. And yet, the length that a person will go to protect their religious faith is one of the most ignoble acts one can ever witness. And such faith conviction is but just one sign of religious staying power. Without it, many people would be lost, including me. I stand by my right to believe, just as I will arduously defend your right not to believe. To me, it is the battle of human dignity and nothing less. I shudder to think of a world without religion. I fear that if that day should ever come, a supreme darkness will hover over this land, not because of an angry God, but because of an angry man who now has complete dominion over all, without regard for a higher source or even a higher truth. When man becomes God, watch out. Think Hitler, think Mao, think Castro, think Stalin. Think of the hundreds of millions of people who have died because these individuals ruled without a God. And even today, I'm afraid Xi Jinping falls into this category. He is a dictator who rules under the iron fist of oppression, and it is exactly because he has no God or religion in his heart that he can exert such pain and suffering to so many without remorse. Only a godless man could do something and be so cold to the indifference of human suffering. And it won't stop there. Here are my final words. We have to stop religious oppression in all of its form. When you see religion being marginalized, speak out. When you see a religious person being made fun of, or you hear a story of someone being attacked or victimized because of their faith, speak out. When you read a story of a person who has been persecuted because of their faith, speak out, especially if you're not religious, because when they're done with the religious people, who do you think they're going to come after next? You're listening to Your Rancher Radio. I invite you to join me online as well at yourrancherradio.net. Be sure to check out my book, A New Revelation, Exploring the Your Rancher Book, and feel free to email me anytime at yourrancherbookradio@gmail.com.